What nickname did you give out to your significant other? Or maybe they gave it to you. 833-563-2539 is the number to contact us. Also, Twitter and Instagram, it's Joe and Mackenzie. If you're on Facebook in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. In Houston, to search for Radio Now Houston, tons of different ways that you can interact and let us know what you have. We bring this up because, well, Meghan Trainor gave out a name on a show recently saying what she calls her significant other, her actual husband, and this is insane.
If you date or marry me, which he did, you gotta kind of marry my brothers as well, and we call him serial killer.
What?
Serial killer?
Yeah, they call him serial killer.
Say what?
Because, like, I'll be like, hey, sugar, or some weird stuff, but then when we're talking about him, it's like, serial killer, and because he looks crazy in a lot of pictures, but also he does, like, suspicious things that we're like, are you a serial killer? And we just haven't figured it out yet. Like, he'll go to the movies by himself, but, like, not just one movie, like, four back to back.
Okay. I mean, it's a little creepy, but serial killer. That's a good reason to name your significant other that.
I'd go by SK. What up, SK?
SK, serial killer. Poor child, what about you? You got a significant other ever give you a name, or maybe you named somebody?
Yeah, my ex and I, we dated for 7 years, and I always called him Pie. Like, you know, like, I think it was short for, like, Sweetie Pie.
Daddy's about to get pie. Some pie.
I don't know, is that weird?
Ew!
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
Weird.
Anyone else?
I thought Pie was cute until Joe Pie did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I have nicknames like for everybody. I just think that's like a form of intimacy.
Like what
when
are
you
the
have
nicknames?
Like a nickname for somebody. Well, like my ex, I called him Bubba, and he called me Lil Bubba, which was really cute. And I don't know. I have nicknames that are fun. I have nicknames just for friends, too, and some I don't even know their real names anymore.
Liv the Web Girl, what about you? Yeah.
So the nickname that my boyfriend calls me is Bottom Bitch.
Nice. Now, why does he call you that?
And it sounds bad, but it's actually like a term of endearment. So it all started because we were watching this show about prostitutes. And prostitutes.
Makes sense.
Wow.
And the pimp will call his main girl. Like
I
the
feel
girl
like
that
earmuffs
he's
for
dating,
kids getting dropped off at school right now.
Like the girl that he's dating and that he's like in love with. He calls that one that, Bottom
nice.
B. And so it's like the one that he loves. And so then, and I just call him any
so
form
romantic.
Of like that. Like,
I could see you as a good Bottom B, for sure.
What
like
the
for
heck?
The show, you're like our Bottom B.
So
well,
uncomfortable.
I'm his, so I'm the one that he like loves and he cares about and that he dates. I just call him any sort of form of like daddy, like zaddy, like, oh, hey, like Jewel Daddy or Colt Daddy.
Maybe you could take a spin off of what Porkchop's boyfriend called him and you can be like, hey, Pie Daddy.
Yeah.
833-563-2539. Jessica, thanks for calling in. So what is the nickname that you call your significant other?
I call my boyfriend Hedwig from Harry Potter and Glass.
I love that. Okay, so what does
tell,
he call you? Like
we're
Hermione?
We're all Harry Potter fans here, you can tell.
Yeah, and he calls me Patricia from Glass. I don't know if you guys have seen that movie, but it's basically about a guy that has, or Split, I'm sorry, where he has all the multiple personalities.
That is a crazy movie. Yes, I've seen that.
If I was a straight guy dating a girl, I don't think I'd want to be called Hedwig. Like that just, I don't know.
I think there's worse names out there, Jessica. I don't think that's terrible.
It rooted from, he's like a little kid, and he names him Hedwig. It's like one of his personalities. He's like a 7-year-old kid.
Oh.
And I call him that because I told him he acts like a kid.
See, that's like intimate. I think that's really cute. Now, Joe, why do you call your wife Stinky Booty?
I don't know. Like, I don't get like close, but like, I don't think she stinks. I don't think her booty stinks. I just booty to me sounds funny. I'm like, I'll call her Stinky Booty. I'll call her Booty Face. And she's like, and she thinks it makes her like sound like she looks bad. She doesn't. I think she looks great. Like, I don't think she looks like booty.
I think Stinky Booty is something you would call like a 1-year-old. Like, that's cute.
Or like a dog.
Yeah.
Like is that Stinky Booty or Booty Face? I don't know. I mean, whatever works for you guys, of course.
Why is everybody hating on my love?
We should all have nicknames for each other.
Oh, I can't say your nickname on the air. It's good, though.
Mine?
No, Pork
or
Chops.
Chops.
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, Pork Chop is a nickname. Chops, but...
Oh, true.
Okay, well, we got it. We should do... That's when you form a bond and you're intimate with someone, I feel like. Or you have a connection. You have a nickname for them. What? Joe wants to say it so badly.
Say it.
His cheeks are turning
high. I can't.
Say it.
Say it. say it.
If you could share your nickname, maybe on Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram, it's Joe and Mackenzie. Give us a follow. Liv actually went. Did you see the new Joker movie this past weekend?
I did with Joaquin.
Oh, Joaquin.
Why can't no one say this?
It's hold so on.
Joaquin Phoenix.
In the future, Joaquin. When Liv struggles with something, let her try. It's the best thing you've ever
no,
heard.
But you can't say it either, Joe.
Joaquin Phoenix? Yes, I can.
Joaquin.
He struggled all last week. Go ahead.
But yes,
what'd you
anyways,
think of it?
I thought a lot of different things about it, to be honest. Overall, I give it like a high score. Like if I'm giving it like a
Rotten
Tomatoes score.
So you recommend go see it?
I recommend go see it, but like, it's a forewarning. Like, it's not an easy movie to get through.
Okay, but you were upset about something you saw there?
I was so disturbed for multiple reasons, yes.
All right, well, I want to hear about that next here on Joe Mackenzie.